Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC, and it is the first full week after Labor Day, and for many of us this feels like the first real work Monday in a while as we hunker down for another productive fall, or so we hope. So we thought we'd take some time, starting today and going periodically through the rest of the month, to discuss that oh-so-New York part of your day, your daily commute. Everyone's got a commute, and it's not just into the city, but perhaps from suburb to suburb, or in New Jersey, maybe just from your kitchen to your living room if you work at home or whatever. So with us now is Robert Buzz Paswell, director of the University Transportation Research Center at City College. He knows more about commuting than pretty much anyone. He used to be head of the Chicago Transit Authority, and he's agreed to join us throughout the next couple of weeks. Buzz, welcome back to WNYC.
Good to be here, and I got here very easily on my morning commute.
I'm glad to say, to hear it. And all of this is in conjunction with the WNYC Culture Department's Door-to-Door project, which is creating a collaboration across the station on various shows, producing online videos and hosting meetups all around the question of how your commute shapes your life. And that, in fact, is our topic for today. In future weeks, we'll talk about the effect of urban policy and how technology is reshaping commuting. But for today, we want to find out just how one commute shapes, how one's commute shapes relationships with the city. In other words, does New York shape your commute, or does your commute shape New York? Buzz, what does your commute look like? Did you ride the subway today?
I'm very fortunate. I live on the Upper West Side. I work at City College, so I can take one of two buses or get on the subway, or actually, if I'm very energetic, I could walk. I suppose I could take a car or a taxi, but those kinds of options never occur to me, being a transit person. Today I went on the number 5 bus, rode along Riverside Park in the morning, and it was a gorgeous ride.
And let's talk about this notion of your commute shaping how you perceive the city a little bit, because it's probably the case that someone who commutes through Grand Central at 6 p.m. every day has a very different sense of New York than maybe you, Buzz, who took that nice bus ride down Riverside Drive. And the WNYC Culture Department, as part of this door-to-door series, recently did a video profile of a gentleman by the name of Ray McCarthy, who now takes the ferry every day from Yonkers to Lower Manhattan. Bet you didn't know there was a Yonkers to Lower Manhattan ferry. Take a listen to a bit of audio from that video.
In December of 07, I was downsized from the financial institution I used to work for. And then in March of 2008, I was fortunate enough to get a new position. And during that period of unemployment, my morale was pretty poor. My wife convinced me that taking the ferry was something that was worthwhile for me. The way you feel when you get to work and the way you feel when you come home at night is worth the additional $1.60 a day. You won't know that until you experience it, but you know how you feel when you're on vacation? That's the way you're going to feel when you get off the ferry.
So there's Ray McCarthy from Yonkers essentially saying that switching to a commute by ferry changed his outlook on life. Can one's commute really have that big effect? Listeners, our phones are open at 212-433-WNYC. We want to hear your commuting story. Has anyone, like Ray there, redesigned your commute? And did it change your outlook on life? Did it change your relationship with the city or the region? Give us your door-to-door stories right now. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post it to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And Buzz Paswell, have you heard stories like that before? It sounded so transformational.
Well, we've heard a lot. Obviously, we've done, I can't tell you how many surveys about how and why people commute and what they choose. Certainly, the way you commute is a good picture of the city. And if you, we did some work years ago for New York Waterway, looking at how people came in from New Jersey to Lower Manhattan and looking at the potential market for Queens. And you find that people have different reasons for commuting and the ability to commute really depends on, one, the cost. Not everyone might be able to afford the additional money of the commute. And two, might be the matter of time. For a number of people, they might have some flexibility in when they can leave home and when they can get to work. For a number of others, a huge number of the service workers that really keep the financial industry in Lower Manhattan vibrant, they have to be at work at a certain time. Their commutes are arduous. They live where they can afford. So the ability to find work and live where you can afford for a large number of the population are the driving forces of the commute, and they might not be so flexible in getting more scenic routes. But they also have a good sense of, let's say, how the South Bronx is laid out, how Brooklyn is laid out, and certainly how Manhattan is laid out.
Lori in Weehawken, what's your commute?
Hi, Brian. I commute from Weehawken to Hunter College every day. There's a couple different ways I could get there, via the gypsy bus, as we call it, which is 10 minutes into Midtown, via a harrowing ride on a non-safe vehicle. However, I agreed with your previous recording that you played about the ferry. We live in a land of mighty, beautiful rivers, and no one seems to notice. If you get on that ferry and you go across or up to Yonkers, it really does change your outlook on the city and on where we live. You feel like you live in a beautiful place rather than a dirty underground tunnel. It's wonderful.
Now, you have to go to the east side of Manhattan to go to Hunter College from New Jersey across the Hudson River. Have you thought about moving to Queens?
Actually, I love New Jersey. I don't feel like I ever want to leave it. But, in fact, I am a student in the Hunter MFA program, and our building is in Hell's Kitchen.
Oh,
so
West
it's
side.
Not the most wonderful neighborhood. So taking that ferry kind of does lighten the load a little bit. It feels good.
All right. Thank you very much. By the way, if you want to see the whole video of Ray McCarthy, the guy who takes the ferry from Yonkers to Lower Manhattan, we've got it on our website, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Jude in, is it Highlands, or are you in Atlantic Highlands?
I'm actually in Highlands, New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I did an interesting study because as the economy got a lot worse, I decided to do a little experiment, which was I took the amount of money I was spending monthly on my bus pass to go from Highlands to Port Authority.
Right.
And then I also did a month taking the C Street. And I figured out between insurance and car payments, it is cheaper for me to buy a new car, which I ended up doing, than to take public transit.
Yikes.
Believe it or not.
Buzz Paswell, talk him out of it.
Well,
I already bought the car.
Well, that's the cost to you, but of course the cost you're inflicting on those people that you add congestion to and the pollution sort of have to be considered in the regional cost. But I think you make a very good point that in the end, people, part of the big determinants of a commuter, certainly the price of commute and then the reliability. And if you know you're going to get there, the Port Authority, every day at the same time without congestion in your car and it's much more reliable, that's a better way to go. If it's less reliable, then you might find transit is a little better.
Jude, do you like the experience of driving better than the experience of being on mass transit? In
honestly,
rush hour now.
No, it doesn't matter because I have a reverse commute, which is very nice.
Uh-huh.
For the type of job I work, I had the commercial investment division of my company. It's called Metropolitan Commercial Partners. We're
okay.
Over on 61st and Lexington.
You got your plug in.
Thank you, Brian, for letting me plug. But I will say what I miss most about it is my interaction, because when I hear people talking on the bus or the train and I hear real estate, here's my card, let's do some business.
And thank you, Jude. And there's, Buzz, I guess, a lot of personal preference there. Some people would rather be in control, behind the wheel of their own car, have the privacy. For myself, I would rather not have to focus that much. I would rather sit on a bus or a train and be able to read or whatever. But there's a lot of individual preference there.
Well, that's, I think, in a lot of the work we've done probably over the last 30 or 40 years, we found that put all the attributes on the table, people like to be in a car by themselves. The Californians solve that problem by driving congestion with their telephones on. I'm sure they're not holding in their hands and looking at it. Or their Xerox is going. They're doing business while they're going, or they're listening to their favorite music. They've created a living room or office
right
in their car. It might not be the same for New Yorkers. The interesting thing is, and I don't know if New Yorkers know something that Californians don't, but if you just take people who live in Manhattan, car ownership in Manhattan is a fifth of what it is in other parts of the country.
Yes.
And that's because we have two things, good public transit,
right,
and a lot of people walk.
And I realized what I just said, you're all going to write in and say, oh, you assume you're actually going to get a seat on that bus or that train. So I acknowledge. Jill in Astoria, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jill.
Oh, hi. It's so great to talk to you.
Thank you. What's your commute?
Yeah, well, I have always been fortunate enough to work alongside Central Park, either on the east side or the west side, and so I walk through Central Park to get to the N train to ultimately come into Astoria. And I try and do it in the mornings and in the evenings, and it's always such an invigorating experience, especially as the seasons change. And I can't imagine ever working south of 59th Street now and not having that be a part of my commute. And it's actually affected sort of the way I go about looking for jobs. I just can't imagine not working through Central Park. So.
Yeah, just watch for falling trees, Jill.
I actually narrowly escaped getting hit by a rather large branch earlier this summer. It was kind of intimidating, but yeah.
Thank you for your call. And let's play another clip from the video profile of Ray McCarthy from the WNYC Culture Department, because it gets to this idea of how your commute affects your perception of the city, as Jill was just describing for her. Take a listen.
The city is a vibrant place. There's always something going on, and you can see that even from halfway across the Hudson River. What I see is a return a vibrancy to a city that was decimated when 9/11 happened. That's the spirit of the city of New York. And I can see that from the water.
Sandra from Astoria. I hate my work commute. It takes me 1 hour to get from my home in Astoria to my job in Soho. I know people who live far out in Long Island, and it only takes them 30 minutes. Lenny in our Facebook group says, I live in Rockland, 40 minutes to my school in the Bronx, 60 minutes to my girlfriend in Williamsburg. My relationship with the city depends on how cab drivers are feeling on that particular day, whether alternate side parking rules are in effect, and whether or not I can make it to Jersey for gas. So, Buzz, all these things come into effect.
Well, this is really part of it. In an area like New York, which is, there's no place like it in the world except perhaps for London and Tokyo, and their commutes are probably, believe it or not, a little more arduous than they are in New York. There's so many things to do in the city, and whether you choose where you live because you want to be near your girlfriend or near your kid's school or near your work or maybe near, as we like to say, near a fairway or something like that, you choose where you live, if you can afford it, then sort of your commute comes in afterwards. But I think all of us have friends in New York, very close friends, that know the subway system very well. And when you get to know the subway system very well and you understand its magic, you really begin to understand the city. So you find interesting ways of going from point A to B when the subways are really working and not closing down on weekends for things. But New Yorkers really find quick ways of getting around the city and know where such things as Rockefeller Center or the Brooklyn Academy of Music or Coney Island is or the Bronx Zoo, all by riding their subways. And the other point that was made about understanding the changes in the season and how wonderful it is, riding the subways and riding the buses, which is something my wife and I love to do, is ride the buses, is there's a socialization. So you can ride the subway and all of a sudden know there's a festival going on in New York because a dozen people get on your car with flags of a parade they were just in. So you really are part of the energy and life of the city by using what's basically the magic of the city, commuting by subway. It's tough at rush hour. It's hot on the platforms in the summer and cold in the winter. New Yorkers like a little arduousness in their life. But it's really, there's nothing like it in the world.
From our webpage, we'll finish up with a couple. Eric from Carroll Gardens says, I would say that my commute shapes the way that I see the city. My commute is 30 minutes no matter what route I take. Because of this, I choose to walk 15 more minutes versus taking another train line to get to work. On beautiful days like today, it really helps to get the blood flowing. I'm not looking forward to the winter, though. And finally, David from our Facebook group writes, I have to walk down a flight of stairs to my office. Sometimes traffic is quite heavy as my wife is going up while I'm going down. Thumbing your nose at everybody, David, in our Facebook group. Buzz Paswell from the CUNY Transportation Research Center is going to be with us four times this month to keep talking about your commutes and how they shape your perspective on the city. The next one will be Thursday. In the meantime, you can go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to see that video of Ray McCarthy, who changed his outlook on life by moving from a car or a train commuter to a ferry commuter from Yonkers into Manhattan. Buzz, thanks a lot. Talk to you later in the week.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay tuned.